Shalom, everybody. Parashas Emor begins with the mitzvos regarding the sanctity of the Kohanim. The Kohanim must remain Kedoshim and Tahorim because they serve in the Mishkan and they are models of Kedusha and Tahara for us. And one of the things that the Torah tells us in the beginning of the Parsha, in the beginning of Perek Chav Beis, is that a Kohen who is Tamei may not eat Kudshim, such as Korbano, such as Truma. They may not eat any Kudshim when they are Tameim. Rather, the Kohen has to wait until he's Tahor. And then the Torah says in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Vav, Ki im rachatz b'saro b'mayim. He must bathe his body in water. In other words, he has to go to the mikvah. However, even going to the mikvah is not enough. If the Kohen goes to the mikvah during the day, on the last day of his Tahara process, if he goes to the mikvah during the day, still the Torah says in the next pasuk, in Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Zayin, Uva Hashemesh v'taher, only when the sun sets does he become Tahor. And then, V'achar yochal min ha-kachim. And then in the evening, he can eat from kachim. That's what we learn in our parsha. A Kohen who is Tamei, who dips in the mikvah during the day, does not become Tahor until nightfall. Then and only then can he eat truma and other kachim. And this idea from our parsha is quoted in the very first Mishnah, in the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, in the very first Mishnah of Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah says, "May emasai korin es shma be'arvin." When is the earliest time that a person can say kriyat shma at night during Ma'ariv? And the Mishnah says, "Misha'a she'akohanim nichnasim le'echol b'tshumasan." The earliest time to say Shema in the evening is from the time that the Kohanim go into their homes to eat Truma, just as we learned from our Parsha. When the Kohanim go home to eat their Truma, that is when we say Kriya Shema. However, we can ask a question that many of the Mefarshim ask. What is the connection between saying Kriya Shema and the Kohanim eating their Truma? There's a lot of things that the Mishnah could have taught us. What is the connection between Kriya Shema and the Kohanim eating their Truma? I saw a beautiful idea by Rav Yaakov Nagain Shlita. Rav Nagain is a Rebbe in Yeshivat Otniel in Eretz Yisrael. He's the author of a number of Sfarim in Halacha and on the Parsha and in Machshava. I saw this idea in an article that he wrote online in honor of the new cycle of Daf Yomi. I'm happy to share the link. If you'd like to see the full article, please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, Rav Nagain notes that that same Gemara there in the beginning of Maseches Brachos offers other times that mark the beginning of Kriyas Shema in the evening. One opinion is from the time that a poor person comes home to eat. Another opinion says that it's from the time that all people come home to eat on Friday nights. And still another opinion says it's from the time that most people come home to sit down to their meal during the week. But the common thread in all of these opinions is that they all discuss when people come home to eat. That's the determining factor of when we say Kriyas Shema. And again, the question is why. Rav Nagain says because we say Kriyas Shema not just once a day, but twice a day. We say Shema in the morning and in the evening. Kriyas Shema is about accepting the yoke of heaven upon ourselves, all Malchus Shamayim. In the morning, before we go outside, before we leave for work, before we go out in public, we declare that we accept upon ourselves all Malchus Shamayim. How we dress, how we speak, how we eat, how we operate our business, all of that is with an awareness and a fidelity to all Malchus Shamayim. We follow the letter and the spirit of the Torah in public. But that's not enough. We don't just believe in God and follow His Torah, b'lechtecha v'aderech. Hashem is in our lives also, b'shivtecha b'veisecha. When we return home, how we act at home, what we do, how we speak, how we eat. All that is not only important when we're out of the home, where people see us, but in the home as well, when no one is looking. Even then, perhaps more importantly then, we are still fully committed to all Malchus Shamayim. And therefore we say Kriyas Shema both in the morning when we come home, both in the morning when we leave the home, and in the evening when we return home. And it's the Kohanim going into their homes that are our role models, our benchmark for saying Kriya Shema. Not just the Kohanim in public doing their avod in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Kohanim who come home, who eat. We look at them as our guides. We're all a Malmeches Kohanim v'goy Kadosh. We're all a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. The identity of each and every Jew contains a priestly layer, says Rav Nagin. And so we look at the Kohanim as the archetype of Jewish religious life. And not just when they're outside, but even and especially inside the home. It is thus fitting, says Rav Nagin, that submission to the yoke of heaven, which defines one's relationship with God, will emerge from the priestly stratum of one's identity. Have an amazing day, everyone.